Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings. You're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is Kristen Fontana, one of your hosts, and I'm here with my co-host, Rose Marcus. Welcome, Rose.
Hello to everyone out there. Kristen and I were just talking about how much we love doing this show and how much we love hearing from you as well, too. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, and thank you so much for letting us know that. We do have so much fun together. We've been doing this a long time, but it never gets old. That's what I got to say to you.
Oh, yeah, it never gets old.
Actually, astrology never gets old. I mean, I never get bored a day doing this work. I don't know about you, Rose, but it is so much fun. And it blows me away, just the power of astrology and how it reflects reality to a T. And so that is a beautiful thing for us all. Just here it is, a map that we can look at so we can understand why things are happening.
You bet. You bet. And it's just a privilege to be able to do this work. And it's never a dull moment when you have astrology in your backpack.
Like Dora the Explorer, you know, you got to throw in that astro gold, right? So it's been such a big month. I just wrote my forecast, the forecast that I do. And I know you wrote a monthly, a big one. And I have to say, today we are talking when Mercury is stationary direct. We are talking and recording this show on Thursday, April 25th. It'll go live tomorrow. But one thing I noticed, you know, we're talking about this total solar eclipse in Aries that happened on the 8th, right? We were a fiery month of Aries. We're already in the sign of Taurus. But it was so interesting because we started April with Mercury on April Fool's Day, reversing directions. And Mars, which rules the sign of Aries, was in Pisces, right? So here, all of April, Mars has been in Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So it's a very unusual eclipse in that way because it's carrying so much water energy that is about culminating something from the past. So it's like we've been straddling the past and the future all month. And Mercury's been retrograde in Aries. So something may have started and stalled, or something may have started and you're rethinking it. And Mars then moved in front of Saturn around the 10th of April, and it's still behind Neptune as we speak in Pisces. So while we're speaking, I feel like we're in this magic little window, Rose, from the 25th to the 30th, because Mars is still in Pisces until the 30th of April. And it's still traveling behind Neptune. So there's like a mystery about this timing. And the last thing I want to say about this, because I want to hear all that you have to share on the subject, is that Mars moves in two-year cycles. And so it's closing a two-year cycle too in our life, a desire cycle that we have all, a cycle of desires that your soul has been working through and actualizing, right? So our desires are what allows us to evolve, right? So our instinct tells us what we want, that desire that we want, and it pulls from the soul and says, all right, soul, what's next? I'm going to go get it for you. And so for the last 2 years, we have all been working on these desires and hoping to actualize certain things that will lead our soul forward. Now, you don't want the same thing today that you did 2 years ago, most likely. Some of the bigger things for sure, right? We're all in a state of becoming. And as we actualize one thing, we're ready to actualize the next thing. It's literally like a wave that is finished its course and it is returning to the sea. That's what's happening right now. And a new wave is about to emerge, or many waves. So this is a little special window, Rose, where we get to really sit in what it is that we want and pull from the magic of what's possible.
Well, I also think with this Pisces influence, like Mars is going to complete with Neptune just before moving into Aries. And I think the whole, lesson here is perhaps to, like I've heard it from so many people, I don't know what to do next. I'm trying to get around the corner. I'm trying to get a handle on it and so on. And because with Neptune, it's very nebulous, there's no ability to grab it. So you have to let go of it, right? Mm. When you let go of it, then it is a matter of tuning. When you get all of your projected expectations out of the way, you know, because we're always kind of creating, when I get to here, it's going to look like this, right? And if you haven't got a sense of when I get to here, it's going to look like this, and this, I think this frustration with, I can't figure it out, sometimes you just have to relinquish it and go with gut. And it is maybe a lesson in going with the purity of the moment. You know, it is that disengagement that will set those wheels in motion to put you on track. You know, it's a very fine program. You know, it's a very fine program. It requires suspending a lot of your angst, your anxiety, everything. You know, it's about surrendering completely. And if you can do that, it's a lesson. If you can do that completely, if you can relinquish completely, you can find yourself at a real pure point, you know, at a starting gate that is well chosen.
Mm. So good. That is so true. You know, it kind of reminds me of something I used to say on the subject, which is you can see much better when you close your eyes.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly what I was trying to describe. Yeah.
And you're saying when you let go of it, you can grab it. Same thing.
Yeah.
We can all see much better when we close our eyes. I mean, it really is about surrendering to the physical, to the material, to whatever appears to be manifesting outside of us. And when we close our eyes, it's limitless, it's boundless, it's seamless. I just read something, and this may sound dramatic, but I read this quote that said, I have to find it now, bear with me, here it is. It says, "If it would be a tragedy if you settled for something less extraordinary than the magic you hold." Wow. Well, tragedy, I don't know if I go that far, but it would be a shame if any of us saw something less extraordinary than the magic we hold. There is so much magic that we all hold that we aren't actualizing or accessing. There is this element of control that we all need to feel secure because it's just part of the human experience, right? Like, right. Who can totally trust in the unknown? I mean, who likes to feel vulnerable and insecure 24/7? You know, most people, I mean, I'm sure nobody likes to feel that way. So what a beautiful, though, message right now to be reminded of, that we all have magic within us that we aren't expressing potentially or accessing or allowing ourselves to discover. So use that time now to close your eyes and to just be with the energy before Mars enters Aries on Tuesday, April 30th. Because Mercury's direct, but it's got to pick up speed again. It has to recover its footsteps. So there, we're still in this transition, even after this totally wild month we've had. And it's going to be wild potentially all the way through May, as you spoke about last time, Rose. Remember, there's mm-hmm. all these trigger points that we're going to run into. So
yeah,
anything
yeah.
else? Sure. You know, we have another big planetary change too on the 29th. Venus will leave Aries. All this Aries. Venus will leave Aries and enter Taurus. And as Venus does, will square Pluto at the end yeah. of. So well, what do you.
Well, and again, just to remind folks out there, I said this in a show a few months back. That Venus and Mars are particularly potent right now in their 2-year agenda right now, and so this is this past month of the eclipse and Mercury retrograde and so on, and now we have both Venus and Mars changing sign just as we finish up April and move into May. Everything that we are experiencing and downloading and all of that right now, it's all very, very potent, and it requires for you to be very, very aware of the moment, I think, you know, to make the most of the moment. Now, I just wanted to say that the Mercury retrograde that ended this morning, it has been in Aries since the middle of March, and it will continue in Aries until the middle of May. That's 2 months, right? So Mercury retrograde is divided into thirds. It's the pre-retrograde, the retrograde, and the after-retrograde, right? And this one was a particularly long one from the 1st to the 25th, you know, the longest of the Mercury retrograde periods. So we have more time to put in, and this last third of the cycle is the cycle where we get to finally move forward. With Mars moving into Aries on the 30th, you know, well, that's its natural sign. So the momentum is going to start to pick up really good speed. And then Venus in its own signs, we have Mars in its own sign and Venus in its own sign. They're both dynamic, right? And so Venus allows for us to be able to really evaluate and really work with the tangible elements of whatever the reality is, whatever our circumstances is, whatever our evaluation process is designing for us in this period of time. So I think that moving forward from here, there will be an awful lot more solving over these next few weeks.
One thing I found interesting with Venus coming into Taurus, where it loves to be, we can ground ourselves more in what's real, what we know we can have, what we know can be. But also with the square to Pluto, we are going to remove the things that, you know, really can't stand the test of time or aren't contributing to our evolution, right? We are just going to simplify our life and hone in on the things that do support us and do give back to us, that do hold meaning and value to us at this stage of the game. And Mars at that time sextile Pluto. So we have Venus squaring Pluto and Mars sextiling Pluto as we close April and begin May. And Mars is just off to the races with this. I mean, when you have courage to do something, you're not bothered by the stress it might cause or the work it might take. Y'all want this, you know, bring it on. Like, that's what you say when you're in a Mars place and you know what your soul wants and you believe in yourself. You don't just believe you can do it. You know you can do it. That's what Mars will help you know within yourself. I mean, it is Sagittarian phenomena to know what you want. Mars tells you, I will instill you with the confidence to have it, to go get it. So anyway, I do love that pairing, and thank you for bringing that up again. That was so important. I'm going to say it again. Mars is in its own sign. It's in the sign that it naturally rules, and Venus is entering. Mars is going to be in its own sign on the 30th. Venus will enter its own sign that it rules on the 29th of April, and that's a wonderful way to start May.
Well, in Mars is will in action, and Venus in Taurus is about how you're responding as well, too, how you're resonating with yourself. And, you know, on the 2nd of May, Pluto turns retrograde, begins its retrograde. It does that every year. And any retrograde influence is what I call a consciousness raising archetype here. It gives the opportunity to unplug from the auto response mechanisms that you have here to give you more objectivity, more awareness, more detachment, so that you can observe, you can really look and see, as I like to say, whatever it is that is right in front of you, whatever it is that needs to be confronted. That Pluto retrograde is consciousness raising. It is becoming more aware. I've got this dilemma. I've got to confront this, but I'm going to observe it from a different angle, from a more objective place. And that's supporting us as we move into this next month of May. I think we are just at a station break, so we'll take a pause and we'll come back in a moment.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Fontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we have to turn.
I have to tell you something. I don't know whether you watched or heard the news this morning. We're recording on the day that Mercury just ended retrograde. Harvey Weinstein's verdict on a rape charge has been overturned.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah. We shall see what happens next. It's not all the things that he's been charged with, but one in particular. They say that the you know, that the legal process wasn't followed the way it should have been to the letter and so on. I just wanted to bring that up in terms of like, oh my God, these things that happen, you know, whatever has been pending, you know, and Mercury ends retrograde and then things are moving forward in whatever way they are.
I think there's enough on that list to keep them in the called the hammer?
Yeah, the slammer. Yeah.
Hammer.
The slammer. I had to mention that. Sorry. Yeah. Back to off to the races with the month of May. You know, April was just a really high stress, and there were so many headline news, you know, based on the fact that it was an exceptional month, right? But we're coming through May, and we have this very do you want to say more about Venus or Mars before we get to the new moon?
I just wanted to say, yeah, because Pluto stations direct. I just, to look at astrology in like this concert of energy, you're looking, they're like different musicians in an orchestra, right? Everybody's playing this piece of music, and every time they change signs, it changes the rhythm, the momentum, the energy changes. And so we have Venus just coming through a square to Pluto, Mars sextiling Pluto, just as Pluto is literally coming to a stop in the sky. Again, I love how you reminded us all that it is a consciousness-raising energy where we can unplug from the stress potentially of something, even the pressure we're putting on ourselves around something, and just see it from a different vantage point. And really creating space in between ourselves and the scene of our life. That is actually a really healthy thing for us all to do, because we can make better choices for ourselves. We can relax more. We can be more free within our energy, right? When we don't feel that constant pressure, whether it's to perform or to reach a deadline or to be a certain way, we all just want to be free within who we are. And so Pluto retrograde does allow us to do that, to see ourselves objectively. And so that timing, I find, is fascinating with those three planets.
And, absolutely. I'm quite encouraged for the month ahead. You know, we're in the month of Taurus, and that's making good use out of the moment, good use out of whatever the resources and toolkits that you have. We have a new moon happening on the 7th of May, and that is 18 degrees of Taurus. And so we've got the sun moon in Taurus, which is punching up that archetype of Venus, you know, and again, about the evaluation process, what's of value to you, what's of meaning to you, dealing with your material resources. Yeah, it's looking at the financial picture, but it's also looking about, you know, in that deeper sense about, you know, what you value, what you appreciate, and how you are resonating with all of that and what it calls forth for you. So the new moon at 18 degrees, you know, on the 20th of April, we had this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in the sign of Taurus, and it was 21 degrees. And so this new moon is in this kind of seeding place. And every time the 21 degrees Taurus is re-stimulated by whatever transits, and I'll say that this conjunction is, you know, it isn't only that April 20th date. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction has opened up a cycle. It launched a cycle, and this is going to play out in the month of Taurus with all the transits that go over that 21 degrees, and it's going to play out over the rest of this year and so forth. So we're looking at that kind of dynamic. I find this new moon quite interesting. The Venus position will have surpassed that square to Pluto, so it's an unblocking, unlocking aspect. And we've got, you know, the transits that are stimulating that Jupiter-Uranus. But also on the new moon, Mercury is conjunct Chiron in the sign of Aries. And I think that this contributes to that new moon. Mars will already be in Aries. And I think that this is, a sense of meant to be. You know, when Chiron is aspected, you know, we always think of the wounded healer. I talk about this a lot, right? This wounded healer archetype. But you have to remember that Chiron is so much more than the wound. It's your special destiny. It's the maverick archetype. You know, it's your extraordinary resources. And when you have Mercury is key person, key circumstance, key event, you know, whether that's an idea, whether that's a message, whatever it might be. So I think that there's incredible potency in this new moon to do with something that has great value and meaning to you, right? You know, so this can be a whole statement here as Mars is just getting started in Aries. As Venus is in Taurus, you know, as we move along, we're going to have this incredible alignment of Sun and Venus and Jupiter and Uranus all together in Taurus. I think that there's a great potential, a great opportunity, great lucrativeness in the month ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you mentioned this. If you did, I'll just say it again because it was really so strong in my sight when I was looking at this new moon as well. So the sun and moon at 18 Taurus forming almost an exact sextile to Saturn and Pisces. Mm-hmm. So when we think of a new moon, we think of a new opportunities, just a lift, emotional lift for some reason, a new start. And to have it in such a supportive position to Saturn, it shows you that something's possible. It makes you feel it into your bones, right? I feel it in my bones that this is going to work out, whatever it might be, whether it's some kind of negotiation you're in, a new project you're working on, a new relationship, a new agreement. And Pisces is all about the ideal and our dreams and what we wish for, really how to elevate our life experience, where Taurus is so practical and it's about the material, the physical, it's about earthly experiences, really. So there's this bridge between what happens on Earth and what is possible in the heavens, you know, and these two signs and elements working together to make something better. So we do have to dream. We do have to give ourselves, well, that freedom to find the magic, as I was talking about, which is such a Pisces Neptune energy, and bring more of it into our lives to open ourselves up. Like you said, the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction launched a new cycle, and Jupiter is about expanding ourselves, expanding our experience, and reaching toward the horizon, expanding our horizons, and knowing we can have more, and energizing it. There's nothing more powerful than the energy of knowing you can do something, knowing it. It almost makes it happen by knowing it. It's a very powerful Jupiterian Sagittarian quality. So everybody has that now with this new cycle being stimulated energetically. It's in the ethers for you to access.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, about believing in it. Makes it real. And again, you know, Pisces is about the potential. Pisces and Taurus together can give shape and form to the potential that is ripe and ready for its time has come moment. We need to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Christian Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, where it will assist you in answering and your clients answering a big question: why am I here? Thanks for listening, and God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, so as these energies unfold in May, this Taurian element that's so strong, one thing I noticed about 5 days after this moon is that Venus in Taurus will move to about the 17-degree mark and sextile Saturn now. As I mentioned, on the new moon in Taurus on the 7th, the sun and the moon were beautifully aspecting Saturn in a very supportive way. And now Venus, the ruler for Taurus, will form that same sextile on Monday, May 13th. So keep your eye on that. And then, Rose, you were mentioning, you know, we've got Venus, Uranus, Sun, and Jupiter all traveling together through Taurus. At, you know, Venus moves more quickly than Uranus and Jupiter and is going to be catching up to this triple conjunction with Uranus, the Sun, and Jupiter. So I'll let you take
that. Yeah. Well, you know, you were just talking about that Venus, Saturn sextile on the 13th, and that's the same day that Sun and Uranus are conjunct as well, too, right? You know, so I think that middle month, that middle week has a lot to offer. We're moving along that week with activity, just the 13th through the 18th. Every single day, there's something happening. Again, reminding you that on the 15th, Mercury finishes its 2 month in Aries and moves into Taurus. And it squares Pluto on the 17th, but the 18th is this date. Everybody's got to mark this date down and see what happens. On the 18th, the Sun is conjunct Jupiter and Venus is conjunct Uranus on the same day, and they're all in the same in the sign of Taurus. So that's really lucrative. It's full of potential. It's full of really good opportunity. Whether you have, you know, synchronicity, it is a good idea. It is something, you know, an impulse that you take on, or it's just some insight that you might have. It's got such creative, wonderful potential there. So I think that's a real high point of the month.
Yeah, you know, also, if you follow that energy to the 23rd of May, because Venus is still behind Jupiter and in particular, and will move in front of Jupiter on the 23rd of May. So from the 18th to the 24th, they're still all traveling pretty close together. So it's not just really one day. I feel as an opportunity. I even love the 23rd when Venus comes in front of Jupiter, because it's a new phase energy versus balsamic, right? Maybe prior to that, there's been some kind of harvest for something you've been working on for a long time. And as Venus comes in front of Jupiter, maybe there's a new opportunity that comes of it because of the time you've spent on something. I just love that whole little window. And Mercury's even in Taurus at this point. So, and it's moving pretty quickly. Although the Sun and Venus will have moved into Gemini at that point, there's just a lot going on. There's a lot of exchange of information, negotiation, a lot of detail surfacing, exciting ideas, right? New ideas. There's just so much here. I don't know if you have any more to say about that as well, but I do see it really, honestly, maybe even between the 18th and the end of May.
Well, yeah, and I might say from the 13th right through the 23rd, 25th, you know, is the whole window. So that's that whole middle section there. The Sun moves into Gemini on the 20th. On the 22nd, we have a Sun-Pluto trine. On the 23rd, we have Venus and, this is really something, Venus and Jupiter form a conjunction at 29 degrees Taurus just before Venus moves into Gemini. And then on the 25th, of course, the really big news is Jupiter moving into Gemini. And Venus and Pluto are trine on that day as well, too. So that is a whole run. There's a lot of real good potential here. And, you know, I want to point out something on the new moon. What did you say on the new moon about the angle of what planet is it? Is it Venus-Saturn sextile on the new moon, right?
Sun moon sextile Saturn on the new moon.
On the new moon. Okay, well, get this. On the 23rd, we have a full moon, all right? And that full moon, which is 2 degrees of Sagittarius, but on that full moon, Venus and Jupiter are conjunct at 29 degrees Taurus, and they are forming a sextile with Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces. Whoa. So we have this kind of double signature of the new moon with Saturn-Venus, and the full moon with Jupiter, Venus, and Neptune, right, in the Taurus, Pisces, you know, combination there. So both of them are full of potential, you know, that's ripe and ready. You know, when we have that last degree of something, we have, a fruition point here. When things are coming to their peak point before the transition to a new chapter, right? So that's a very interesting, as I said, April was high stress and really intense. I feel that May is going to deliver as well too, but in a different kind of energy, right? You know, but I expect... Yeah. The month of May to be just as potent as Venus, but from a different angle, you know, from more of the, from more of a potential to procure, perhaps would be the word. Yeah.
That's a great word. That's a great word.
Yeah.
More substantial, like it's substantiated, right? Where
right.
April is just like flying by the seat of your pants in a sense, and everything's so fiery and all over the place, and it might be exciting, but it's also stressful. There's so much unknown. There's so much wondering what will happen. And there's also the wonder of it all. But May brings just more substantial. I love the pure curing, or even something curing, right? The energy of curing, like when a cement has to cure, when you're laying down a foundation, right, and it's wet. And you can't, you know, it's really having, it needs a little more time, but it's having that curing effect. And, but also there's just like, it's just meaty, for lack of a better expression.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we have to go to another break. Man, we're just getting started, aren't we?
Oh, my goodness.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next evolutionary astrology school, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one, with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, so we meet like the fourth Thursday of every month, which is going to be on May 23rd, this beautiful full moon. As you were talking about it, Rose, and I was looking at this chart. I mean, I didn't look at it this closely really until right now. Just the level and the levels and layers of this day in general are so wonderful. We've got that Jupiter-Venus conjunction in Taurus, sextiling Neptune again, restating what I was saying earlier, mentioning not only the new moon sextiling Saturn, but on the 13th when Venus sextiles Saturn in Pisces, right? Now we have Jupiter, Venus, and Taurus sextiling Neptune in Pisces on the new moon. The full moon on the May 23rd, which is the same theme restated 20 times. Well, maybe not 20. many times in May. It's this Taurus Pisces energy. What is the bridge between the earth beneath your feet or the thing that you want to touch and hold? What's the bridge between that and this out of this world, I don't know, vision or dream you have? I mean, we may not always get the dream, but we have to have it to get close to it. So I see this month, we have to energize it with desire, with thoughts, with vision, with prayer, with purpose, with passion. We have to do that. And there's a bridge. When you see these planets linked this way, it's like there's a bridge that you can now cross. And Saturn is the bridge, right? You can't cross a raging river without something to support you. And the raging river is your emotional body. It's your evolution. It's that current that is carrying you back to the sea, back home to yourself, back home to the source, whatever it may be. So the bridge is necessary, whether we need to cross the river or have a safe container to move through the rapids within the river. We have to have something to support us energetically, I would say that. And that's why we have skin and bones to hold our soul inside. That's Saturn, right? So there's this something that is supporting the ascent or the rise. I know there's just a lot here, but I just am a little bit blown away by all these energies. Not to mention, Pluto is trining the sun on the day of the full moon and sextiling the moon. That's powerful.
And the moon out of sign is trining the Neptune, right? You know, so both the sun and the moon are in good position for this particular full moon. So I think the month ahead is full of promise, right? You know, and, you know, I have to say, I love what you said earlier about closing your eyes. You know, immediately when you close your eyes and you go inward, you can release the fear and anxiety. You know, you just take that moment. There's just that one moment of stillness and pause and just like breathability can solve it at all for you. You know, one moment of a disengagement from that hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, just the letting go of the need to control how things go. Because we all know that there's so much more happening that we cannot see behind the scenes, right? There are things happening that we're not supposed to see, and maybe not yet. Maybe you will see, but until you can see it clearly, it does require us all to just let go and allow what needs to happen gracefully, naturally, and in the right time to occur. We're never going to be able to force it. We just have to wait for it sometimes.
Yeah, wait for it sometimes. The Mars in Aries is going to say once you wait for it and it shows up, grab it and run with it.
Pick that ball and run with it.
Yeah, and we just have a few minutes left. This show has gone by so fast today, but we do have to mention on the 25th of May that Jupiter will enter Gemini, and Jupiter is a one-year transit through a sign. It will leave Taurus and enter Gemini on the 25th, and Gemini is a mobilizing archetype, right? You know, so this is going to rev things up. It does so with Venus trine Pluto on that day, which is fantastic. And we'll be back just before that to talk about this in greater detail and the finish off to the month. But I am feeling quite excited about the month ahead. What do you think?
I am too. I remembered another quote. It goes something like this. If it's not God's time, you can't force it. But if it is God's time, you can't stop it.
Ah, lovely.
Why would we want to? Really?
Yeah.
So, right. Nobody wants to force it. We all want things to happen organically and naturally, and we do all have really a month ahead where that can happen. And I'll repeat what you said, Rose, about the Uranus Jupiter transit on the 21st of April did launch a new cycle for change, for liberation, for innovation, for you to live more of your authentic self, for you to be true to yourself. And so embrace this energy now and allow it to be all that it can be for you.
We're done. Yeah, okay. We've come to the end.
We'll see you next month on the full moon or the day after. Until next time, namaste.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.